All these evils come from within, and they defile. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Here we see that our Lord is pointing out a very simple concept. It's very well explained when he speaks to his disciples and tells them exactly why it is that these things defile. But when you look here in Genesis chapter 2, which we talked about a little bit in our Bible study last night, didn't we? We talked about how Genesis chapter 1 focuses upon cosmology, how the world came into being in a big way. And Genesis chapter 2 really just was concerned about man, about who man is and how he came to be, what his purpose is, male and female. Right now we're on that first part. And what our Lord shows us, what God shows us here, is that he put together this garden, placed it with beautiful trees that were not only good to look at, but also tasted really good. Good for food. He says that these things, that you're not supposed to eat everything that's there. Really, there's only one thing that they're not supposed to eat. We're going to look at this tomorrow at Mass, and we're going to see how woman comes, or maybe it's on the day afterwards when we see the fall of man. We're going to see that it's not the fact that they ate food that defiled them. Who cares about the food? The food isn't the thing. It's not that that fruit somehow transformed their insides and made their souls ugly. It's why they ate it. It's a thing that was already within, the lie that they bought into, that caused the defilement. That there was an evil within their heart even before they bit into it. The biting into it was only the symbol of it. They had already begun the rebellion within their hearts. That's what Jesus is talking about here. There are certain foods that are restricted from being eaten, not because they're bad, but because God said, don't do these things because of they're dirty, so they're not going to be the best things for you. Like pork isn't really good for you because pigs eat everything, and because of that, they're eating stuff that isn't good for you to eat. He's saying here that what's going on is that there's already evil within your heart, and that's the thing that comes out and causes the sin, because there's a disorder within. The fall of man happened not because they ate fruit, but because they chose disorder to take root within them, and then let that disorder the rest of who they are. Here we have an opportunity today that through eating something which tastes like bread, that smells like bread, that seems like bread to all of our senses, to actually let grace pass into our hearts so that this act of eating also has this act of faith which is able to cleanse. Let us seek to let God do what he wants in us through the Eucharist today, to let grace pass into our hearts, not just food into our bellies. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.